This is 90.7 FM WGXCA, Hudson Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
Back in LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the Olana Partnership, presenting Third Thursdays, a day of tours and programs topped off by tunes with a view. Visitors can experience global sounds while taking in the views of the Hudson Valley. This month featuring the traditional instrumental panpipe and flute group Andes Manta on Thursday, September 18th. From 12 to 7 p.m. All are welcome. Details at olana.org/thirdthursdays.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Gene Thomas.
lifted up my phone. It's still hurting me. It was in my bag. And he lifted it up and he locked it in his bag. And then he pulled up and he was in my bag. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He did it.
I'm really good at it. Thank you. extremely sensitive to vibrations in any solid object. When the pots containing two worms which had remained quite indifferent to the sound of the piano were placed on this instrument, and the note C in the bass clef was struck, both instantly retreated into their burrows. It may be doubted if there are any other animals which have played such an important part in the history of the world as these lowly organized creatures. The plow is one of the most ancient and most valuable of man's inventions. But long before he existed, the land was in fact regularly plowed, and still continues to be thus plowed by earthworms. When a worm is suddenly illuminated and dashes like a rabbit into its burrow, to use the expression employed by a friend, we are at first led to look at the action as a reflex one. When the pots containing two worms which had remained quite indifferent to the sound of the piano were placed on this instrument, and the note C in the bass clef was struck, both instantly retreated into their burrows. No pursuit was followed with nearly so much eagerness or gave me so much pleasure as collecting beetles. It was the mere passion for collecting, for I did not dissect them, and rarely compared their external characters with published descriptions, but got them named anyhow. I will give a proof of my zeal. One day, on tearing off some old bark, I saw two rare beetles, and seized one in each hand. Then I saw a third and new kind, which I could not bear to lose, so that I popped the one which I held in my right hand into my mouth. Alas, it ejected some intensely acrid fluid, which burnt my tongue so that I was forced to spit the beetle out, which was lost, as was the third one. The number of bumblebees in any district depends on the number of field mice, which destroy their combs and nests. Now the number of mice is largely dependent, as everyone knows, on the number of cats. Hence it is quite credible that the presence of a feline animal in large numbers in a district might determine, through the intervention first of mice and then of bees, the frequency of certain flowers in that district. The wingless condition of so many Madeira beetles is mainly due to the action of natural selection, for during thousands of successive generations each individual beetle which flew least, either from its wings having been ever so little less perfectly developed, will have had the best chance of surviving from not being blown into the sea. And on the other hand, those beetles which most readily took to flight will most often have been blown to sea and thus have been destroyed. I own that I cannot see as plainly as others do, and as I should wish to do, evidence of design and beneficence on all sides of us. There seems to me too much misery in the world. There seems to me too much misery in the world. I cannot persuade myself that a beneficent and omnipotent God would have designedly created the Eicomonidae with the express intention of their feeding within the living bodies of caterpillars, or that a cat should play with mice. I feel most deeply that the whole subject is too profound for the human intellect. A God might as well speculate on the mind of Newton. Let each man hope and believe what he can.